going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
You got a hot take this morning? Let it rip. 585-252-9800. It's everyone's favorite segment, There I Said It.
Woo.
All right, Breezy, this has been weighing on you since 2 p.m. yesterday.
I can't. I'm so angry. If you are smoking a cigarette around people who are working out, you need jail time. There, I said it.
Where were you? What gym allows smoking?
I was running and I came across like three people who were smoking on the side of the road. If you see me running towards you better make way, because I'm bettering myself and you're killing yourself.
Yeah, that's...
There, I said it.
Yeah, okay.
Why am I breathing in your secondhand smoke while I'm trying to better myself,
Joe,
and my body?
I see the looks on your face. Thoughts?
You can't expect people to move, Breeze. Sorry, but...
killing me.
They're outside in public.
I already can't breathe, and now I have smoke in my lungs? No. Bulldoze you. Fine, I'll change it. I'll bulldoze you. There, I said it.
If you want to sit outside on a beautiful sunny day and enjoy a nice filtered Camel, by all means, I got nothing against
Disgusting.
That.
I mean,
Camel Crush.
Do whatever, man.
Me keeling over on the trail because you're toking up, not for me. There, I said it. There, I said
it. Over Victor. Screw John Mayer. There, I said
Why
it.
Why does everybody hate John Mayer? What is the problem?
I thought he passed away 3 years ago.
What? He's like 30.
No, he's older than that. But when was the last time you heard of John Mayer?
He's crushing it. He does a lot.
Wait, where?
I think he's at Coachella.
I miss him.
I'm probably making that up.
I don't know. John Mayer is 47, by the way.
Right. Yeah, I'm he's 12.
You know, when I met him in person backstage, he got offended because he asked me what my name was. And I was like, oh, it's Moose. And he goes, no, come on, man. Your name isn't Moose. That's like asking someone and they're saying, yeah, my name's Tornado. Oh, your name's Tornado? What's your real name? I'm like, dude, chill. What's your problem?
Chill.
Yeah, what are you on? Let's go over to our boy Ross. Some of you are pretty weak and it shows. Stop accepting forgiveness. The only thing you're doing is enabling them. Also, happy birthday to my wife, Robin, today. Oh, okay.
It's your birthday.
Go, Robin. Go, Robin. It's your birthday. Go, Robin. Enough of that.
Yikes. Enough of that. Joe?
It's okay to break up with people who you don't have the same values as. Big Red and I were talking yesterday about how...
Oh, that's it. It's over with.
No.
It's all over with. I'm so sorry,
about
dude.
About how we broke up with our exes because they didn't share the same values as us.
Name me some of those values.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm Christian and my ex was not.
Okay.
Same with Big Red and her ex. And like, these were like big deal breakers for us. And so we're no longer with those people.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And she and I, we talked about it and we were like, man, I'm glad our values line up.
And that's a big deal, man. And, you know, I'm Christian too, but one of the things that affected me a little bit was the person that I was seeing just was not, you know, it wasn't a big deal for them. And for me, I just, it would have been nice to share that with someone,
right?
You know, that also had that faith.
Okay, chill. Guys, people can, like, convert. You know this, right?
Oh, my ex wouldn't, nor would hers. So it was like it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're not made for everyone.
No, that's 100% true. Good morning. I heard you guys talking about the banning of plastic bags this morning, and the paper bags just don't cut it. You use twice the paper when you have to double bag it. Bring back plastic bags. There, I said it. Bring back the plastic bags. I think we're so good on that.
We're so good. Thank you.
You know what we should bring back? Maybe it's a hot take, but can we please bring back How to Catch a Predator? And I'm not saying these people belong on the streets. I'm not, by all means, but Chris Hansen on Dateline was the man. He caught the same guy once, twice, a few months apart from each other.
Wow.
And I loved the hospitality on the show. So yeah, have some lemonade.
Have a cracker, have
some cookies. Now that's TV. None of these stupid medical shows like Rescue 911. We want more To Catch a Predator episodes. There, I said it.
My issue is people are doing
like
it on the internet.
That says something about you, to be honest.
What?
I feel like that says something about you, that you want that.
It was the most entertaining TV someone can watch.
We can make our own show. With the amount of sexual harassment allegations we see pour out the news, we can just go do the hard-hitting stuff ourselves.
I'll be Chris Hansen.
We can bust out those journalism degrees.
Wait. Do your voice that I love. What's your voice?
Which voice?
What happened?
Oh, Keith Morrison on Dateline NBC? Yeah. It was a cold, chilly day in Rochester, New York.
Let's go over to Krista.
That guy's got... I love Keith Morrison. That guy's got one foot in the body bag. Let's go over to Krista that says, can we low-key start normalizing wearing our bathrobes in public?
We need to
worry more about being comfortable rather than what people think. There, I said it. Honestly, right. I've always looked at bathrobes as giving up clothes.
It's
wearing a bathrobe to the grocery store screams, I hate my wife, I hate my job, I hate my kids.
I don't know. I hosted that pajama party last week and everyone was in their PJs, their robes, and we were absolutely having a blast.
Yeah, because it was 50 women and you all look cute, glammed up. Tell that to the overweight guy at Wegmans in aisle 6 with a gut hanging out with slippers and it's just his robe that's slightly open.
Oh.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, sir, your genitals are hanging out. Just thought I'd bring it to your attention. Do you have one? Oh, you already did yours.
You did mine.
Yep.
You did one.
For sure.
I don't think it's a hot take, though, Joe. I mean, is it a hot take?
Well, I feel like some people don't. They put their own values aside to stay in a relationship that's comfortable for them.
Yeah.
And like us not having aligning values is reason enough for me to say, I'll never see you again. That's why my girlfriend and I are getting married, because we agree on everything.
And you're getting married too?
I mean, maybe.
What am I supposed to do?
You can like...
We can help you find someone.
What am I going to do?
Can you be the ring bearer?
God, we were supposed to be a team, and now all of that is ruined.
Well, find your wife. I don't know.
Let's find a wife for Moose.
I'm okay. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. Let's talk about tram stamps for a second, because the rumor is they're making their big debut, and that scares the hell out of me.
They're making their comeback, because what? They were popular, what, in like the early 90s?
No, late 90s,
early 1000s.
Okay, like Y2K.
A couple girls senior high school went away for spring break, Myrtle Beach, came back with tram stamps.
So,
and they were hot, but they were hot, but they're probably regretting it now, you know what I mean?
Well, Not so fast, because there is something buzzing around the Gen Z culture.
Oh, no.
That tramp stamps are now trendy again, and these quote-unquote trashy tattoos are now a form of empowerment when it comes to the Gen Z culture, which I don't
Who told them know. That?
They told themselves.
They make up their own rules, which is hilarious. Listen, do you have any tattoos?
I do.
He's got tattoos. Do. Show them.
They what? Are under my shirt.
Take. Let me see.
Oh my!
I'm not taking my shirt off.
Okay, I'm nobody. We don't say take it off. Just give us a sneak peek.
Where is it?
What is it though?
They're right here on my chest.
Oh wow, that's a big. Oh, it's a kite.
Not a kite. It's the Broncos logo on this side, and the Deathly Hallows symbol on the other.
Right. You're one of those guys. You put the sports team, you tattoo it.
The sports team was going to be a matching one with my dad before he passed, so I still went through with it.
You're an ass. You're the worst person ever.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. That
it
makes
is what it is.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think that's special.
I'm glad you got to it before I could.
It never fails.
But
I think that's special.
But I did ask you before, because you're wearing a Broncos shirt today, yep. And then we were talking about the NFL draft tonight, yep. And I was like, what's with the Broncos thing? And you're like, my dad, you know.
He grew up in Colorado.
Yeah, huge Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the legacy lives on. We'll come back
We should circle back.
So the women are reclaiming this negative stereotype of like the whole trashiness of the tramp stamp. You know what kind of pisses me off is that Gen Z will take something that like we've done, it's overplayed, and they'll bring it back like they invented it. Like, for example, I don't know, mom jeans, they love like the butterfly clips.
I'm a huge,
and all this stuff.
Listen, I love the mom jeans. I think on some women, it is a sexy look. The baggy pants around the waist, hanging off a little bit. I think it looks good on some people. I don't mind the baggy pants.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're listening right now and you have a tramp stamp, do you regret it? We'd love to hear from you. Or do you want to get one? The lower back tramp stamp.
So I know people who have tramp stamps, and a lot of them have got them removed. This was before they knew that Gen Z thought they were cool. But it brings me to my next point, because speaking of tattoos and regrets, you and I do not have tattoos. Joe does. We don't have tattoos. You keep saying not yet. I would put a lot of money on it that you will never get one.
You've seen me with tattoos. You know that I look good with them.
You getting ink box, you know, wet and stick to your skin, it's not it. It's not it.
Yeah, but they last 2 weeks.
They last like 10 days. So
they
close,
last
though.
Like 2 weeks. These last like my lifetime.
A lifetime.
I know, but I want to see how it looks on me. And everybody that I've come in contact with says I look cool.
Yeah, I did the ink box one.
It's flaking off.
I did the ink box one before I got my first tattoo.
Okay.
To see, okay, do I like it? And I
could
I
you
applied
get used
it.
To this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and why, then
that's the
I went and got the permanent one.
Yeah, that's why I do it. Am I too old to do it?
No.
Thank you.
My dad got tattoos until he was almost 50.
I'm going to go against Joe's dad and say you're too old.
No, it's not that I'm too old. I'm scared because if I do it, I'm going to get in trouble for my dad.
No, you will. You'll get an ass whooping.
Yeah. I mean, I got yelled at. I didn't tell my mom. She saw a picture because my sister sent a picture of me in the tattoo chair.
Which one did you get first? The Broncos?
The Harry Potter one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. See, those of you that still have a lot of respect for your parents, I don't want to get in trouble.
Shifting gears with the whole like tattoos and regret, Pete Davidson is deciding to get his tattoos removed because, quote, I used to be a drug addict and I was a sad person. I felt ugly and like I needed to be covered up. And I don't think there's anything wrong with tattoos, but mine, when I look at them, I remember a sad person that was very unsure. When I think of like something like that, I bring myself to the closest thing I can relate to is maybe like a song. If I hear a song, it brings me back to a moment in my life, whether it be a heartbreak or high school or things of that nature. And then I can just turn off the song. You can't take off the tattoo unless you get it removed, which sounds excruciating.
It does. You know, and it looks good on certain people. Like, my ex-girlfriend, before I left Rochester, had no tattoos. And when I came back 12 years later, it's like all the animals from Seneca Park Zoo are now tattooed on her body. And she's a beautiful woman. I mean, with her job, she covers it up nicely. And she, I don't care. I mean, you do you. I'm just saying, it's a lot of tigers and lions and bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my. She's greeting you at the Rochester airport. You can't see one inch of her skin.
It's, but I think I would be able to pull it off nicely. I just want something that's more meaningful.
You're
I don't want to put anything in my body.
Gonna send it.
You know what I mean? I want something that makes sense. Like maybe a little tiny lawnmower on my inner thigh.
A lawnmower on your inner thigh.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Not a walking one, though, like a riding one.
Oh, we should definitely workshop that.
Yeah, we should definitely workshop that.
I can't.
I'm just imagining him having a push mower. On.
And he just shaves that one spot.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Peace White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This morning we're discussing what the etiquette is when it comes to first dates. How much communication is necessary before meeting for the very first time? And let's be honest, there's some people that love to just dish out their whole life story before actually meeting with someone. But I don't know. I think Breezy and I are on the same page that that defeats the purpose of the first date.
I agree. Yeah, like, I mean, what is there to talk about? I'm going to get to know you in 2 days. Chill.
I enjoy the banter. I do. In making somewhat of a connection beforehand. But I think some people overdo it. And I'll give you guys an example of a first date I was supposed to go on. I set the time. I set the place. I set the date. Mm-mm. And we chatted small talk for about 5 days leading up to that. But the day beforehand, there wasn't a whole lot of communication. So, because I'm a man of my word, I do what I say. I show up, and about 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. So I politely text her, and I said, hey, just a heads up. I'm at the bar. When you walk in, this is where I'm located, just so you know I'm here.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, I didn't hear from you yesterday. I just felt like you weren't interested. I said, well, we confirmed that this is where we were going to meet. I said, I apologize for the miscommunication.
Right.
If something were to come up, I would have 100% let you know.
Correct.
And she replied with, well, now I feel bad. Do you mind waiting 45 minutes? In which case I was like, yeah, I kind of mind.
Yeah, I'm good
so
on that.
So I had a drink and made small talk with the bartenders and the staff. And it was one of the best dates I've ever been on. And then I left.
No, fully.
And then I went home.
He's like, honestly, I'd see that person again.
Would you see me? I'd see me.
But I'm just saying, like, what is the etiquette here? Because how many times do you need to confirm and how much banter is necessary? Because I've just never been that person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's go over to intern Joe. We got Jamie on hold. Let's go over to Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. So... I don't know how other women feel about it, but I was always one of those girls who felt the need to bomb a guy with text before we met for the first date.
I mean,
if we're talking, why stop talking once the date is planned? Doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, here's the thing. So if you agree to meet for a date, but then you want to text a bunch before you meet, I don't get it. Why? Like, save the conversation for the date.
Something for the imagination. What are you gonna have to talk about over a nice pan of scallops?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so yesterday someone anonymously wrote a post on, are we dating the same guy?
Oh.
Can I read this, or will you guys get in trouble?
I don't, I mean, we're not going to get in trouble. Okay. Maybe you will.
Is this,
the admin listening's punching air right now.
Is this, are you reading it verbatim?
Yeah,
okay.
Just like this.
Okay,
so she wrote,
let it rip.
Thoughts and suggestions? If you have a date planned with someone for tomorrow night who said they were really looking forward to it yesterday, but you haven't heard from them in almost 24 hours, what are you supposed to think? I'm a teacher who's rarely on my phone, but if you were trying to get to know someone, you'd think there'd be a little more communication, no?
Okay, so...
So I kind of agree with that, and some others won't, but I never understood why it was so difficult for men to talk and reach out before the date.
Because
like, is that normal?
Well... I think what also it is, like, Jamie, is that people are busy. They don't have time all day to text. When you set the date and you set the time, the most important part is that
you show up.
Is that you show up. If the guy sets the date and time and he's there, that's it. Green flag.
Also, I think you're overthinking it. I think a lot of women do overthink it because whether they have traumatic past experiences or they have an insecure attachment style. But like when I started dating my girlfriend, I wouldn't even text her, and it made her mad. Like we were DMing for a minute and then she was like, here's my number, text me. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I mean, there's just no need to be talking about anything and everything under the sun before you're face to face. I want to know and hear these stories with tone and diction and figure out like your cadence, because that proves to me or says to me whether or not you're into it or not.
Yeah, I've never been that guy. I'm the type of person where I will set the date, I will set the time, I will set the place. And there could be small banter leading up to that, but the 9 a.m. text, how are you, what's going on, all of that, you save it for the date. It's not that I'm not interested. I'm busy, and I'd rather get to know you in person than behind a screen.
Furthermore, I think that if they don't do that before and they do that after, that gives you an indication that the date went well.
Sure.
Because then you're like, oh, well, they did this before, so are they just doing it because this was our routine now?
Yeah, I get it, but and I don't need a full conversation, but it would be nice to at least confirm. Like, I need a guy to ask me, hey, are we still on for later?
Why?
Cool. If they were like, hey, what's up? How's your day? Anything. I just wish some men, not all, but some, were better with communication.
Well, okay. Did he confirm the date, time, and place?
Maybe the day before. Like.
So what's the problem? If something came up, don't you think he would let you know?
It's not just that. It's just good to know that they're thinking about you.
So it's not even about the confirmation. You just want a text in general.
You need the attention.
I mean, I like the attention. Yeah.
If I say I'm a man of my word, if I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be there. And if I'm not, I will let you know if something came up, if there was an emergency. But I've never really had to do that. That's it. If I say I'm going to be there, show
right,
up.
Right.
I'm just saying I like to keep the communication open.
I agree with what you're saying. I understand. But like I said, the most important part, I think, and maybe ladies listening, you can disagree if you want, but if he says he's going to be there and he actually shows up on that date, it says a lot about his character.
Now, I think
baseline.
I think after the first date, if there's no communication, that's when you can start hitting the panic button and be like, he's just not talked. You know, I'm not getting a text back. I'm not getting a text at all. That's when you start to be like, beforehand, you don't even know the person. Don't sweat it.
I just feel like some people who need the constant conversation before the date it's a red flag because they're not interesting. Do you not have enough to say in conversation on the date where you just have to constantly text beforehand?
Why? So you can like get inside jokes and stuff? Is that what you mean? Like to like kind of create banter so when you are together, you're like, remember we talked about that one thing?
In general, I feel like somebody who has to text a ton before the first date, They leave no room for conversation in person. Like, are you going to run out of things to say?
Right.
Are you going to run out of things to say? I'm not running out of things to say.
Yeah,
me?
I mean, could never be me.
Do you know what I do for a living? Of course not.
You would have to pay me to shut up.
But how many of you, 585-252-9800, how many of you listening feel like you need that confirmation more than once before the first date, or you need the banter leading up to the first date?
Honestly, Moose, I do think we're kind of in the minority for this. I just think that a lot of women have been burned in the past and they have a very severe anxious attachment style. And that's well, no fault of their own, but
we got a text from Lisa that says, I will not text before the first date because I'm scared of messing it up.
I can't even spell, so I want to avoid texting at all costs. I'll just let my personality shine, IRL. Thank you so much.
Well, I guess that's maybe just part of my personality that I like to have that constant communication, and I'm just looking for a guy who wants that too.
Yeah, and there's nothing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that because there's a lot of men. I have friends that do that, that will text a ton and confirm more than two or three times before the first date. I've just never been one of those people. I'm just pretty confident that the date's going to go well. And when I set a time, date, and place, we're both going to be there and we're going to have fun.
Period.
Okay.
Thanks, Queen. Good luck.
All right.
I mean, I know you weren't the one who wrote it, but if you do go on a date soon, good luck.
It's tough out there in those streets, though, Jamie. So good luck out there.
Thanks.
Okay. Have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Wowzies. I mean, listen, I get it. I understand it can be tough, but you can't let your anxiousness get the best of you.
What's it like in your world for a 25-year-old?
Well, Big Red and I texted a fair bit, even the day of the date, but it wasn't about the date. It was just
anything and everything.
It was just small talk. Like,
yeah, because you're excited.
Yeah, and granted, we didn't have the place hammered down until the day prior.
Yeah, that's fine, as long as it's locked in.
Do you think it's necessary, though, to chat before, or you just did that because you wanted to?
I think it is a little necessary, actually, to at least text a little bit to make sure that you, like, are actually communicating with the person, because there have been times when I've had a date set up and, like, we didn't communicate, and then, like Moose, I showed up and she did not.
But I think that's a generational thing. I think the older you get, you're just more confident with the fact that, hey, I'm confident you're going to be there. You know what I mean? We already talked about this. It's already been discussed. It's already been locked in.
I see both sides now. I see your side of like double confirming and making sure, but also like if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And then on the other token, you can also reach out to me if you're confused. Like you don't need to be courted. Is I don't know.
Let's go over to Ashley that says, guys, I agree. I stop or definitely cut back after setting up a date because I feel it can be easy to create this made up perfect version of someone in your head through text only, especially when you've never met them in person at all. I've been there, done that. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
So easy to do.
This person, I mean, if the date is not confirmed and she/he is not responding, then I will leave it. Don't waste your time. If the date is confirmed, then I honestly don't get why you should text all the time. I like to get to know them in person, not over text messages. For me, giving news once or twice a day is enough. But for the rest, I like to just spend time in person.
Yeah, I don't think you have to sit there and confirm it multiple times. Just, I think, making sure that the person like still responds to you.
Right.
I think that's kind of where I sit on that. Like,
yeah, no, I
just talk a little bit.
Yeah, and it depends on people's experiences throughout their dating careers, you know, and what they've done.
Careers.
Careers is crazy.
What would you call it?
Life.
Experience.
Dating life, dating experience.
Their dating career. Let's go over
to
Brooke.
You're not being paid to go out. That's an escort, my friend.
You know what? Let's we'll take a break.